This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tonight, only E.T.'s with Dr. Phil why he's quitting his talk show.
Make no mistake, I'm not moving on from television, I'm just moving on from daytime.
His next project revealed.
No mince words.
Then,
the future happens a day at a time.
Tom Brady on his retirement plan.
Let's go!
Are you gonna act again?
Plus, Serena Williams ready for a tennis comeback?
I'm trying not to get this bug, you know?
And her new gig that will have her daughter Olympia asking.
Mom, is that you?
Then, Jessica Simpson's romance confessions, dating a movie star and two boy banders?
I had separate calls going with them at the same time.
Plus, how Madonna almost married Vanilla Ice?
She even proposed to me. I was just like, what?
And our Reba McEntire exclusive, why her new restaurant is worth a road trip.
ET starts right now.
It's a case of retirement deja vu, but Tom Brady makes it official. Again, welcome everybody to Entertainment Tonight.
You were with Tom last night.
Yeah.
We will get all that, but we start with someone closing the chapter on his 21 years in daytime, Dr. Phil. I sat down with Phil at his home just hours after the shocking news. It's another ET exclusive.
The first and most important question is why?
I've been doing this for 21 years and I love it. I'm still very passionate about it.
Do not insult my intelligence.
You are a loudmouth bully.
Make no mistake, I'm not moving on from television. I'm just moving on from daytime. I can't wait to tell you about all the primetime things that we're working on just as soon as I can. You'll be my first call. But I'm not done.
Okay. Because today, you know, Tom Brady retired. I thought you and Tom Brady retired on the same day.
Right, and we got together, talked about it, and said this is the time to do it so we can follow Beyonce on tour.
Have you counted how many daytime shows you've done since you started?
I really haven't, 3,940, but and we've got more to do this year. I was talking to Oprah just a short time ago, and it was like, 21 years, can you believe it? You know the history of our show. Carla Pennington's the executive producer. She's been there all 21 years, and her team has been there 21 years.
In addition to primetime, Phil will be refreshing next season's daytime show with updates and new content.
I want to stay involved.
I know Jay is in Texas now. Will you move to Texas? Will you stick around in California?
Well, we're actually Texas residents.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a beautiful home in Texas. But what I am doing next will originate in Texas. We'll be shooting in Texas. But we'll still be here. You know, I got my tennis court here. I got all my tennis buddies here.
You can't leave the best tennis court in all of L.A.
Speaking of tennis, Phil broke some big news. He just had major surgery.
I had a total knee replacement done. You know, I've spent my life in sports, as you have, and you know, it takes a toll.
But that's so you can continue to play tennis out there.
Oh, exactly, because it got to where I was just bone on bone, and it got to where it was hard to sometimes walk on and off the stage.
How hard will it be for you to drive off that Paramount lot? How hard will that day be?
Well, I've tried not to think about that. We're gonna miss it, I'll put it that way.
Can we go back to his knee replacement for a second? When he's not working, he rehabs like a professional athlete.
A little more time for tennis now, right?
You know he loves some
tennis. Yes, he does. All right, now let's get to Tom Brady crossing the end zone and not looking back, y'all, for real this time. Tom dropping the bombshell retirement news just 12 hours after hitting the 80 for Brady red carpet.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
With his voice slightly cracking in that 52-second post, it's officially game over for Tom. But the news looks like a win for his bank account. His total earnings over 23 years in the NFL, $333 million. But he will make $375 million in just 10 years working as an analyst for Fox Sports.
I really thank you guys so much for supporting me, my family.
Tom's ex, Gisele Bündchen, commented saying, "Wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter of your life." And looks like she's getting back to work. Gisele was spotted at a photo shoot last week amidst rumors that she will tell all in an expose for Vanity Fair.
Tom, this way!
What's next for Tom? He says he wants to be a present father for his three kids. And of course, there's Hollywood.
Are you going to act again? Because
listen. We'll see. I don't know. Make some offers. Let's see what we can do.
All right. Football, movies, the booth. What's next?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out. So just taking it day by day. And my friend says the future happens a day at a time. So that's what life's all about.
Tom looked at ease celebrating the film out Friday alongside Rita Moreno, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda.
In between Thank takes, you. How much fun did you have with those ladies?
So much. Oh my God, I learned so much. Just watching, they're so authentic. They know, they make it look so easy.
Tom Brady!
Do you ever get starstruck anymore?
I am starstruck with athletes. If any of the Dodgers came on right now, I think I'd have to go home.
Justin Turner is here. I saw him. He's here.
Who's here?
Justin Turner is here.
Okay, now I'm nervous.
Rita, this way!
Folks, this is my grandson. His name is Justin Fisher.
You've got a big, exciting project coming up, Fast X.
Is this a crazy time of my life or what?
I will be honest, it was my idea to get her in Fast and Furious 10.
Does he get a cut, an agent?
Yeah,
fee?
Why not?
Okay. This movie is a bit of a 9-to-5 reunion. What would it take to get y'all together again?
We haven't been able to get a script that we were satisfied with. If you don't have the script, you can't start.
And we're trying to make it happen before one of us checks out.
Lily told me she thinks it's 50-50 whether this will get made. But at this point, Kevin, I just want to write the script. I just want
make
you to
it.
Do it.
Make it.
I know, right? Yeah. Okay, we're talking all about the GOATs today. We went from them to this one. You've got our Serena Williams exclusive.
This is what we do. We talk with the GOATs. Get ready to see and hear more of Serena this year. But the big question, the thing we all want to know, will that include a return to the tennis court? Serena, you know that you set the world on fire when you posted a video of you sitting in a hoodie and it just tennis balls all bounced on the counter.
It's like I definitely love tennis and I love practicing and I love training when I can. But I'm trying not to get this bug, you know? I'm just trying to just have fun.
Fun like twinning with her 5-year-old mini-me daughter. Jump around. You and Olympia continue to make great social videos. Who comes up with the ideas now?
She's not involved with social media at all. We just do things that are super authentic and super natural, and we just literally have fun.
It just got announced recently that you're going to be in the Mighty Paw Patrol, the movie.
So Olympia loves Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
And actually, I do too. And it's going to be so cool. She's going to hear my voice. She's like, Mom, is that you?
Well, we're waiting.
Well, Serena is in front of the camera for her third Michelob Ultra Super Bowl commercial. She's channeling Chevy Chase in this Caddyshack-inspired spot called New Members Day, celebrating the joy of golf.
What I love is that they really believe in gender equality. And so what's really cool about this Super Bowl ad is you have the exact same number of female athletes as male athletes.
Joining Serena in the Super Bowl spot, Succession's Brian Cox. E.T. was in Miami as the Emmy winner hit the links. His role pays homage to Ted Knight.
He's exceptional. So it was a hard act to follow.
Cut that off!
Look closely. There's also former Dallas quarterback Tony Romo giving us Bill Murray vibes. There's U.S. Women's National Team soccer star Alex Morgan. And yep, that's Michael O'Keefe, the movie's original caddy.
Beat the ball.
As for what we can expect when season 4 of Succession premieres March 26th.
I cannot tell you a thing because I've signed NDAs. And if I tell you, they'll sue the off me.
Y'all quit trying to get Brian Cox to lose his succession check, okay? Someone, though, who is talking, Jessica Simpson. She just revealed that her dating life post-split from Nick Lachey came with a secret Hollywood romance.
We started kissing. We moved to the bed. I stopped it from going past a certain point. Finally, he just blurted out, "Why aren't we having sex?" I never said I was going to have sex with you.
In her second Amazon original essay, out today, Jessica drops details about her fling with a very famous seasoned vet in Hollywood. She doesn't name names, but does give clues. He was a movie star shooting a film in New York. They met at the 2001 MTV VMAs.
A massive movie star walked towards us in jeans and a t-shirt.
The problem? This actor had a girlfriend. That's why Jess called it off.
"It's completely over," he told me. "She's actually moving out. But look, if I don't go with her places, then it's a story we have to deal with." I felt like a call girl.
The 42-year-old mom of three reveals more, including how she was hit on by Nick Lachey's boy band rivals.
"One from NSYNC and the other from Backstreet Boys. Quit playing games with my heart." The Backstreet Boy. "When I was a teenager, I stood in the front row of one of his concerts. He poured a bottle of water all over himself, gyrating his body as he looked at me."
Let's move on now to Ozzy Osbourne.
And you're still going out on tour for the final.
Oh, yeah, well, if I'm well enough.
Today, the 74-year-old posted, "I'm not physically capable of doing my upcoming European/UK tour dates." Ozzy, who suffers from Parkinson's, aggravated an old spinal injury when he fell at his home in 2019. He vows not to retire from singing. Quote, "My team is currently coming up with ideas for where I will be able to perform without having to travel." Now to the almost marriage of Madonna and Vanilla Ice.
"She even proposed to me. I was just like, what? I thought the guy was supposed to do that."
The rapper met the Material Girl at his 1991 concert. They dated for less than a year, but on the podcast Just Jenny with Jenny Hutt, he claimed Madonna's controversial 1992 book Sex broke them up.
"She put me in that book without my consent, without my knowledge. I didn't want to be a part of it. And I said, how could you do that to me? And why did you do that to me? Let's just let it go. And you go your way, I go mine."
Well, sticking to music news, it's the announcement that has the Beehive running for tickets.
Details on Beyoncé's first world tour in over 6 years and how she could make Grammy history this weekend. Then, the end of NCIS LA.
"You're gonna get me emotional now."
Danielle Arrua on the show's cancellation after 14 seasons.
Plus, a double-decker, so British of you.
Only we're hitching a ride with Gordon Ramsay to his new Manhattan hotspot, where anything goes.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
"That's getting harder and harder to do."
"You're gonna get me emotional now. Because the thing is, I'm not sad that it's ending. It's time to move on creatively."
It's a bittersweet time for Danielle Arrua after news that NCIS LA will end with season 14. Now, until then, she will co-host Super Bowl Greatest Commercials, Battle of the Decades with Boomer Esiason, and yours truly will take you behind the scenes of that next week. Now to a man no stranger to TV or the kitchen, Gordon Ramsay. Let's bring in Rachel Smith at Madame Tussauds, New York and Times Square. You're just actually a couple of blocks away from Gordon's new restaurant. Can you hear him yelling?
Yeah, right. He was probably yelling at me, Kev. But actually, I could almost walk there. But why would I when Gordon offered to pick me up in true UK style? Thank you so much for scooping me up today in a double-decker. So British of you.
You're super glam, and I know you love an open-top convertible.
Yes.
So rather than get the Bentley, I thought we'd get a bus.
Oh, wow.
This is it.
I feel like I'm in an episode of, like, The Bear.
I love The Bear. It's amazing.
Do you really?
I do. It's real in terms of the pressure.
I got a personal tour inside Gordon Ramsay Fish and Chips. This is restaurant number 71 for the chef, who's worth a reported $220 million.
Let's start off with the fish and chips. Crispy batter. The batter's finished with a little touch of seasoning. Delicious. Light bites.
Makes me do my happy dance. Okay, I also want to talk to you about your TikTok game.
No, no, it's raw!
Okay, so what's one of the best dishes you've seen on TikTok?
I see so many Wellingtons on my feed on a daily basis.
So
I
count, many what?
Wellingtons.
Can you get me two slices of pizza bread?
What are you?
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
An idiot sandwich.
An idiot sandwich.
You don't know what a Wellington is?
I
Rachel.
Don't. That's a beef Wellington.
You've never seen a beef Wellington?
No.
Rachel.
You like those? Y'all, I'm happy to report I now know what a beef Wellington and an idiot sandwich are. Yeah, Ramsey roasted me. Speaking of good times and good eats, only we're with Reba McEntire for some certified country cooking. ET's exclusive with Reba.
I want a drink.
The grand opening of her new restaurant with nods to her family.
Mama would be here every day eating.
Then major music tours make it a comeback from Beyonce to Taylor to Madonna.
You think people would come to that show?
Plus, why Lizzo got spooked by her wax figure.
Oh, that's so weird.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hear that sound? It's the Beehive buzzing because Beyonce just dropped the dates for her Renaissance World Tour. 40 shows in just under 5 months. It all starts May 10th in Sweden and ends in New Orleans. This is Bee's first solo tour in more than 6 years. Beyonce could make Grammy history this Sunday on CBS. She's got the most nominations with 9. If she wins 4 of them, she'll have 32, making her the all-time winner. Beyonce joins other artists hitting the road this summer. Taylor Swift starts her difficult-to-get-tickets-for tour next month. Madonna's going old school beginning in July. There's also Stevie Nicks, Coldplay, and, of course, Janet Jackson launches her Together Again tour this April in Florida.
Y'all, there's so much music and so little money that I have. Now, let's get to the one and only Reba McEntire. Our certified country series takes us to Oklahoma to celebrate the grand opening of Reba's new restaurant that holds one wild McEntire memory.
Reba's place has come a long way since you had to be rescued outside the window after the stairs collapsed. Now, how are the stairs doing?
The stairs are more reinforced than any building in the country.
This is a 100-year-old building, and really you brought new life to it, a renewal. How much renovation did you have to do to this building?
A lot, from top to bottom, and there was more bird poop in here than you could imagine.
I can confirm there's no more bird poop in Reba's place, which is open now. The Atoka, Oklahoma 15,000 square foot space has it all. A restaurant, bar, store, and entertainment venue. There's also Jack's Library on the third floor in honor of her mom, Jacqueline, who passed away nearly 3 years ago.
Mama would be here every day eating, whether it was lunch or dinner. She would love it. She would be the mascot, the greeter.
Start things off with the bologna?
Okay.
Should we?
Sure. Now, because we're so dainty, I'm going to cut mine in two.
Oh! Reba!
Okay, I'm
lying. No!
Mm.
Reba's joining the likes of Luke Ryan, Miranda Lambert, and Jason Aldean, who all own bars and restaurants too. Blake Shelton's Oklahoma Ole Red is just 45 minutes away from Reba's place.
Blake is hanging up his hat at the Voice. They're gonna need to fill that red seat. Wouldn't you be down to do it now?
Who could fill Blake's shoes? That's gonna be tough. He did a great job, and kudos to him.
Kudos to Reba, too, who is up for a Grammy this Sunday on CBS alongside Dolly Parton.
She's been a great teacher for me, and everybody needs to go to the school of Dolly. Oh, my gosh, that woman's funny.
She's an icon wherever she goes. All right, coming up, behind the scenes of Lizzo's twinning wax moment.
I looked at myself!
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I decided that I would do a nude photo shoot.
Lights full blast on.
Tomorrow on ET, one-on-one with Shania Twain talking her crowning musical moment.
And speaking of crowning achievements, check out When Lizzo Met Wax Lizzo.
If she look at me, I'm throwing hands. Oh, Lizzo isn't lying. The inspiration for her wax dupe is from her 2020 Grammy Versace look. And check out this cool behind-the-scenes footage from the measurements to the cameras capturing every single angle. But Lizzo's favorite part of herself?
I think my skin looks, like, really beautiful. That's that Fenty.
I know all about that Fenty, Lizzo.
Right. She said Fenty Beauty. The wax Lizzo makes her debut at Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas on Monday.
Lizzo, that's look wild. How much we look alike. Oh, look at my Fenty Beauty.
Good night, everybody.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.